Welcome to Soul Ultua. This is Lou Perez, and this is the podcast that's putting the oxygen back into the Christian life, one soul at a time. So great to be with you. And we have been talking about hope, and I just want to make a couple of comments and talk about this movie that is one of my favorite movies. It's an older one. It's with Mel Gibson, and it's called Signs. And since I'm a minister, it interests me when I see stories about ministers who are struggling with life and realistic, not like these people that seem perfect. I can never relate to perfect people. But in the science fiction movie Signs, a priest, played by Mel Gibson, suffers the loss of his wife in a tragic car accident. And there's a whole scene where he talks to her and she's dying, and it's a horrific scene. And that scene warped his life. It did something to him. It changed his theology about God, where he literally, in a fit of discouragement, he took off his collar and began believing that, in his words, God is not looking out for us. And I'm kind of, you know, splicing together different ideas of the movie, but this is what it's about, basically. He has this conversation with his brother, and his brother says, well, what do you believe? And he says, well, God is not looking out for us. And take this from a minister who, he was playing that he, at one time, he did believe. And to add to his discouragement, his son suffered from terrible asthma. Just another confirmation in his mind that God doesn't care. And so he's going through these pains in life, this suffering, this horrific experience, loss of his wife and suffering and all these things. And he has a kind of a fit and breaks down and loses his demeanor throughout the movie. And there's anger there, and there's struggle there. And we find that he believes that God, if there is a God there, he doesn't really care. Or as one comedian once said, you know, he believes in God, but he believes he's an underachiever. This is how some people see it. Now, since this is a science fiction movie, when aliens attack the Earth, they threaten his son by shooting a lethal gas that comes out of their wrists to poison his son. The downcast priest rescues his son to find that he is miraculously alive, and that because of his asthma, his airways were closed to the poison. So suddenly the lights turn on in his head, and he awakens to a new possibility. Time seems to freeze at that moment. And for an instant, the priest moves from absolute disillusionment to absolute faith. And this is where, in the story, this shift that happens, he realizes that, hey, maybe I've been oversimplifying this whole argument against God. Maybe I saw it in a wrong way. And we find that after he shifts, he realizes that had his son not had asthma, he would have died because he would have been able to breathe. Now, this doesn't mean God gave the kid asthma for that reason. We don't want to talk about that discussion right now, but the movie ends with the priest putting his collar back on and going back to work. Just an incredible picture of someone who reclaims their faith after it has become disillusioned. I am convinced that in our hopes, we must learn the art of becoming disillusioned. We must learn the skill of being let down without being broken, without falling down. And many people, they live in a way that, you know, they have no hope. They've lost hope, so they live lives of immorality and self-abuse and carelessness of the body, and they put things into their body and engage in relationships that aren't healthy for them. And maybe they're thinking in their heads, what's the point? There's nothing after this life. Or if there is something, it is not worth me giving up my present happiness to get it. But yet, we believe that hope is so much more greater than that. There's something in us that says there is more. There is more after this life. and that today is just as important as tomorrow. With God's hope, everything you and I do in the present is connected to the future. And this is why it's important to have hope. And Paul spoke of the future resurrection as a major motive for treating our bodies well in the present, that one day our bodies will be raised. Those who follow Christ will be raised with a new body. And so take care of it. It's a temple. Take care of your body. Don't abuse it. And with God, with God's kind of hope, your work in this life is not wasted. It is never wasted. 1 Corinthians 15 says, therefore, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Whatever you do for God is never wasted. God does not waste pain. He doesn't waste crises. He uses it. He transforms it to help others. But we find that when we speak of this kind of hope, that in the story of Mel Gibson, that the hope that God gives is not only for the afterlife, but it existed before life happened, before we were on this planet. It says in Revelation 13:8 that Christ was slain from the foundation of the world. This hope was in the mind of God before we were born. His love for us existed long before we were hurt, long before we were broken, long before we received wounds in life and abuse and rejection and pain and scars. He loved us. He gave us hope. He offered that to us. And that to me is more encouraging than anything. It means that anything I experience after God, He's got it covered. He's got it covered. And so I want to encourage you to think about hope this way, that don't ever believe that God is not looking out for you. God always sees you. He notices you, even if people do not, and He loves you as you are. And so be encouraged to have hope for your own self before you can have hope for others. Sometimes it's easier to have hope for other people, but not for ourselves. But this is where you need to take care of yourself and believe that there is hope for you in life. There is purpose for you and vision in your life. If you like this podcast, subscribe and share it with a friend.